is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. One person is dead and 9 others injured near Tennessee State University while the school celebrates homecoming this weekend, all from a shooting. Nashville Metro Police spokesperson Don Aaron.
We are confident that at least one of the persons who is at a local hospital was involved in the actual gunfire, was shooting, had a gun. Now we have one gun recovered here at the scene. It was found in the street.
He says it appears two separate groups were targeting each other when the shooting happened. President Biden will be visiting Florida tomorrow to tour the devastation from areas impacted by Hurricane Milton. At least 23 are dead from the storm. WTSP-TV's Adora Achumba is in Sarasota County.
From mainland Sarasota to barrier islands like Siesta Key, from homes to businesses, roadways and driveways, trees, streetlights and power poles, hardly none spared, including the Van Wezel Theater.
Our public works building lost the entire roof. We have some significant tree damage at City Hall.
There was a high wind storm, so.
Milton dislodged additional boats all over the bay. City of Sarasota crews were out in full force to start the cleanup.
Vice President Harris has released her medical records, challenging rival Donald Trump to do the same. Correspondent Nicole Killian.
A letter from her physician stated she was in excellent health and possesses the physical and mental resiliency to serve as president.
I released my medical records, as has, I believe, every candidate for president of the United States, except Donald Trump in this election cycle.
The Trump campaign responded with a statement that described the 78-year-old former president in perfect and excellent health.
As Israel marked an end to the Yom Kippur fast, Hezbollah fired more than 300 rockets into the country. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
In a statement in Arabic, the Israeli army spokesman said that Israeli forces continue to target Hezbollah posts in or near villages in South Lebanon and urged people not to return to their homes. Over the Yom Kippur 25-hour holiday, Hezbollah fired more than 300 rockets, sending Israelis to shelters. A drone hit an old age home in central Israel, but there were no casualties.
And Israel has ordered residents of 22 more villages in South Lebanon to leave their homes. University of North Carolina wide receiver Tylee Kraft has died. He played two seasons for the Tar Heels before being diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer in 2022. UNC coach Mack Brown.
This is part of life, and we got to learn to utilize the days we have to the best of our ability because we don't control how many that we do have.
Tylee Kraft was just 23 years old. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch captivating dramas and gripping mysteries, whether it's entire series of massive hits like Sherlock and Vera, new seasons of originals like The Responder, starring international Emmy winner Martin Freeman, or an extraordinary selection of beloved treasures featuring Idris Elba, Jodie Comer, Matthew McFadyen, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. Only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Looking back at the life and career of a beloved superhero.
I felt I needed to do something, not just for myself.
The children of the late actor Christopher Reeve say they made it a point to include all of his strengths and weaknesses in the new documentary about his life. They say that's what he would have wanted in Superman, the Christopher Reeve story. The film mixes interviews and movie clips of Reeve with family home videos. Reeve played Superman in 4 films, plus other acting and directing roles later in his career. He was nearly killed in a 1995 horse racing accident that left him paralyzed for the rest of his life. Reeve became an advocate for people with disabilities. Allison Keys, CBS News.
And that movie streams on HBO and HBO Max. Scotland's former First Minister Alex Salmond has died at age 69. He championed Scotland's independence from the United Kingdom. Salmond served as First Minister of Scotland from 2007 to 2014. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few showers around and lows in the low 40s. For tomorrow, a high near 60 and breezy, more clouds, showers, and even a few thunderstorms. And shower chances continue for Monday. Cooler high, mid-50s, currently 57 degrees.
Down below his knee, hold you in his Memorial Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G-N. I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause he's kinda big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Baby.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Volman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Here they come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Whenever I can, down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks.
child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter.
Be brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, yeah. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of our beautiful sun. Someday, brighter.
Just take your glasses.
WRJN.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a hey,
good
party, man.
Yeah, brother,
I can
like,
dig it.
Stop. I'm right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality.
told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Last year, the Combating Auto Retail Scams Bill, or the CARS Bill, C-A-R-S, was passed by the government. And it's supposed to limit the trickery that car dealerships can use when they sell cars. Because the government found evidence that dealers were exploiting women and servicemen and women and people of color when it came to pricing and financing. But this bill has been held back from going into practice because the auto dealers are lobbying against it. And look, as somebody whose teenage daughter is saving up for a car, this tells me I've got to be extra prepared when we go car shopping to ask questions like these. So are there optional add-ons included in this purchase price that I can choose to remove? Can you walk me through each line item on this bill and make sure that I want it and that I consent to pay for it? For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I was born in a crossfire.
for the man.
Too much for the man. He couldn't make it.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long ago. He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Yeah. Said he's going back.
Going back
to a simpler place of time.
That
oh, yeah. But he so found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no, So he climbed on his home, and he even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes, he did. He said. He's going back to find,
going
ooh,
back to find.
A simpler place and time.
He takes that ride.
Oh,
yes, he's gonna be right
yeah.
by his side.
Now I'm gonna be with him.
I know you will.
Oh, that midnight train to Georgia.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'd rather live in his world than live without him. His word.